Let it come on down in the midnight hour. Let it come on down in the midnight hour. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Let it come on down. It's all around you. Let it come on down. It's finally found you. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Let it come on down in the midnight hour. Let it come on down in the midnight hour. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Let it come on down. It's all around you. Let it come on down. It's finally found. Down, down. Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, let it come on down. We'll be right back.
My name's Bobby Hackney Jr. I'm the lead vocalist. To my right is Paul Comegno.
I'm not the lead vocalist.
And he's a guitar player, wild guitar player. Behind me on the drums is Uriah Hackney. Next to Uriah is Stephen Hazen Williams on bass. And to my left is Julian Hackney.
Hello.
On guitar, second guitar. A lot of you who grew up in this area are probably familiar with the band Lamb's Bread, the reggae band Lamb's Bread. So when we were kids, we just knew our father and uncle as reggae musicians. And then as we got older, we got into skateboarding and we started to go to shows at 242 Main, hanging out with all the punk kids, listening to punk. And then, you know, we started joining punk bands and getting into it for real. And I remember, you know, there were a few times that our dad was like, yeah, you know, me and your uncles used to play this kind of music when we were younger. And I was like, nah, man. And you know, I was like, yeah, right. And when we got much older, when we got into our, you know, how old were you when we first discovered this stuff?
I think I was 21.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, in my early 30s. So we didn't find out until we were much older. And when we heard the music, we were just blown away. And it pretty much gave us the inspiration to become a band ourselves, because there's a big age difference between Uriah and Jules and I. But when we first found out about the death stuff, that was the first time we could relate to each other as adults. And that's when we wanted to like actually start a band. So that discovery of our dad's old music was actually like, you know, the catalyst for us starting our own band. And it was really cool, like just like learning all this history about our own family through this music.
We've all kind of wanted to be in this band together since the time we were kids, but it wouldn't have worked out. You know, no one wants to be playing with their 8-year-old brother when you're like 16, and you know, you're just starting to become cool and understand what, you know, the social dynamics are. And just, you know, so for us to wait this long, I think we really started the band at exactly the right time, because Uriah was graduating high school. And, you know, Bobby was, like, in his early 30s, so, like, we all kind of were roughly on the same page, you know. And, yeah, just being in this band, I think, has brought us closer together, because we get to hang out with each other all the time.
Yeah, we have to see each other every week.
And in the music, too, I think we don't mince words, you know, around each other. Like, we're very direct with communicating, and
and it's all never, out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have a lot of the same, like, problems that I see other friends of mine in bands go through, because being in a band is like having like a 5-way relationship, you know. So it just kind of eases off the pressure a little bit, having us all, we all got our blows, you know, when we were kids. So
yeah,
we don't have to do that anymore.
We don't necessarily consider ourselves a punk band. It just happens.
Our attitude is punk. You
yeah,
know? Like,
it's
just. Our background.
I know you guys, like, are laughing.
Where we came from is like.
So punk.
I think it's more like our music. We're trying to do one thing, but with what we do in our everyday lives and how we operate as a band, is very much in line with punk ethos and
yeah,
because that's just where we came from.
Yeah, because like we're really inspired by, you know, a lot of older punk bands and how they operate. Like, we always want to keep our shows very affordable, you know. We sell our merch and our records at a good price, so people, because I'd much rather have somebody walk away from one of our shows with like a t-shirt or an album instead of like, oh, I don't have enough money to buy your record because they're too expensive. Like, so we like to keep things manageable and approachable, you know. And it just turns out like if things go well, like, you still get that give back, but you know, we just try to make it as accessible as possible.
We brought merch in our van too.
Yeah, we have a little bit of merch in our van. We have some vinyl with us if anybody's interested. Don't hurt anyone.
feet on the floor.
Thank you.